Friends, along with the working capital, term loan also plays a very important role in the project finance. Now we are going to discuss about the term loans, because as we have already known, the working capital and all these things we have already discussed. So term loan is generally, as it says, that it is a term. Term means a longer duration. So it is a short duration or long duration, it is a term, and for this period whatever the loan is availed by the project or project company is called as a term loan. So what we are going to discuss, and our objective is here to discuss about this term loan, is to understand, take a little bit overview about this term loan. And so after taking the term loan, what could be the advantages or disadvantages that appears to be happens to the company, and thereafter understanding the features of the term loan also, and learn about the procedure to avail the term loan by the project management company. Okay, so syndicated loans, then foreign currency loan, then there may be consortiums. And these are some kind of term loans that we are going to discuss, and also the important ratio so as to make the company eligible according to the financial statements is nothing but it is DSCR, that is debt service coverage ratio, and that ratio is very important from the lender's point of view. That also we are going to discuss about this. Okay, so the development of any financial institutions or development of the banks who provides development of the development financial banks, then institutions, they are providing generally the long-term credit. Long-term credit means loan. Okay, long-term credit for the projects, because it is the tenure of the project is generally it is a longer one. So under these circumstances, loan requirement also will be longer one. So looking at the source of development financial institutions in enabling the rapid industrialization of the continental European, the 19th century, a number of specialized financial institutions has come up, and they have set up their offices in India also. Some kind of that is Industrial Finance Corporation of India, that is IFCI, then State Finance Corporations, that is SFCs, ICICI, then IDBI, UTI, LIC, GIC, TDICs, TFCI, SCB, HUDCO, the IDFC, etc. All these are the financial institutions who are engaged in granting the long-term financial loan, long-term finance loan for the project purposes. So the companies in India who are sanctioning or who are giving the long-term debts or long-term loan, mainly they are raising the term loan by issuing the debentures. And debentures is one of the instrument, as we have seen, equity and debentures. Debentures are nothing but this is an instrument which is created for the purpose of availment of the loan. So once the loan is availed, the company who avails the loan issued the certificate, which is called as a debenture. So the term loan given by the banks and the financial institutions have been the primary source of the loan, that is termed long-term debt, for the private companies and most public sector companies. Term loans, which are generally repayable in more than 5 years but less than 10 years of time, and these loans are self-liquidating loans. So for Western and European market who are issuing the bonds means debentures, bonds is also a part of raising the loan term debt. However, the Indian bond market is nascent and not yet very well developed. Okay, so the term loans may form the ordinary loan, or maybe it is revolving credit. Ordinary loan in the sense It's a normal loan, fixed tenor, correct rate of interest, defined rate of interest, and defined repayment schedule, and including EMI also. Whereas the other form, that is line of credit and some other, you know, revolving credit. Revolving credit means, again, same, once that much credit is availed, same amount for the same tenure automatically get replenished. That is revolving credit. Okay. Line of credit is also a commitment by the lender. It is a definite commitment by the lender. That is called line of credit. So the certain amount of money, definitely the lender will make payment to the companies at certain specified period of time. Okay. So this is, after understanding this, the term loan concept, that is debentures or debt instrument or revolving credit or simple long-term or short-term credit, let us take a few little bit about the advantages and disadvantages of availment of the term loan for the project. Okay, some advantages I have listed out. The payment will be the same every month. Because it is a term loan, term is fixed, amount is fixed, interest is fixed, everything is fixed, then repayment will also be fixed. That is why the repayment or payment will be same every month, and it is budgeting straightforward. Rate of interest is not changing every now and then. Accounting entries are standardized and they are very clear and easy to understand, and it is help for improvement of the credit report, steady but surely on the face. Debt is also, it is a close source of the long-term financing, and it is the least costly because interest on the debt is a tax deductible. Any interest paid by the borrower to the lender is a tax deductible. Okay, so bondholders or creditors which are considered debt as a relatively less risky investment, and it requires lower returns. Debt financing provides a flexibility in financial or capital structure of the company. Flexibility means flexibility to company can increase any flexibility or structure of the loan. Company can change it, and it can be increased by inserting the call provisions in the bond indenture. In case of overcapitalization, more and more capital instruments are issued, overcapitalization, then the company can redeem the debt to balance its capitalization. Okay, that is the best use of advantage of the term loan. Then bondholders are the creditors and have no interference in the business of the company. Okay, because they are saying that I am holding the bond, I have made the payment to you and I lend to you. Your duty is to make the payment on the due date, fixed amount, including the interest and the principal as determined under equitable monthly interest payment, okay, or interest and principal payment. So the company can enjoy the tax saving also when everything is fixed. Now, some disadvantages are also there for the term loans, which includes the interest on the debt is a permanent burden to the company who avails the term loan. And the company has to pay the interest to the bondholder or the creditors at a fixed rate wherever it earns the profit or not, irrespective of that fact. You have to make the payment whether you are earning profit, your loss is sustained, even otherwise also you have to make the payment. Then another disadvantage is the fixed maturity date. Because of the fixed maturity date, the financial offer must be, there must be a provision is required to be made in the balance sheet. Okay. The another advantage of the debt or the term loan is, debt. Debt is a most risky source of the long-term financing. That is why company must pay the interest and the principal at specified time, as I earlier also I stipulated during my discussion earlier. Non-payment of the interest and also payment on the on time takes the company into bankruptcy. Okay, that will give a feeler in the market that company is not doing well because they don't have funds to repay their debts, including the whatever may be their short-term loan or long-term loan, they are not in position to service their borrowings. Okay, so another disadvantage is debentures indenture may contain the restrictive covenants. Okay, which may limit the company's operation flexibility in future. Okay, only the large scale creditworthy firms whose assets are good for the collateral can raise the capital from long-term debts. Any change in need requires a new additional loan. Okay, if interest rates go down, then the interest expenses payments are higher as relative to the market rate. Many term loans have repayment penalties also. Now, after understanding pros and cons, that means benefits and disadvantages of the term loan, let us go a little bit deep into understanding the term loan. What is this term loan? It is a very vague and big term. So let us understand from the perspective of which currency term loan can be granted or availed. What are the purposes? Then interest and principal payment, how it is to be calculated and how it is to be made paid. Period of repayment, then moratorium period, if at all, if any required. Security, cost, flexibility, guarantees, and pre-disbursement and the special conditions as well as the protective covenant also we wanted to discuss. Now let us start discussion about what is the process of sanctioning or process of getting the term loan. Submission of the loan application. You know, without any application you submit to the lender or anybody, they will not respond to it. Now first and important thing is the preparation and submission of the application for the term loan. Now the borrower submits an application which seeks the comprehensive information about the project for which the loan is required. The application forms covers broadly some of the aspects which consist of promoter's background, then particulars of the industrial concern, then particulars of the project, which includes the capacity, process, technical arrangement, management, location, land and building, plant and machinery, raw material, effluent, labors, then housing and schedule of the implementation, etc. So many other things are, it is a very big application form. So that has to be given. Now, in addition to that, the cost of the project, means of financing, from where the money is coming into, then marketing and selling arrangement of the project once it is completed, then profitability and the cash flow also has to be given in the application, then economic consideration and government consent, if at all, if anything is required, that is also required to be given in the term loan application. Once you submit the application, the second stage is the initial processing of the loan application. Your application has gone to the lender. Now lender, it may be bank or it may be financial institution or it may be NBFC, whoever it may be, who is intending to grant a loan on the long-term basis. Okay. Now how this application is processed? Okay. When the application is received, an officer of the financial institution reviews to ascertain that whether it complete for processing. Matlab, all the columns and rows have been filled up or not. That is first thing. That is why while applying it, it is mandated to complete all and everything, not to keep any column blank. Okay. Then if it is incomplete, the borrower is asked to provide the required additional information. And when the application is considered complete, then what next? The financial institution prepares a flash report. That is an abstract flash report, which essentially is a summarization of the loan application. And on the basis of this flash report, it is decided whether the project justifies the detailed appraisal or not. Okay, once the flash report is prepared, now the third step comes, the appraisal of the proposed project. Appraisal is a very, very, very critical stage, and followed by the sanction. Now, appraisal of the proposed project. The detailed appraisal of the project covers marketing, technical, financial, managerial, and economic aspects. Okay, because these are the vital important. And the appraisal memorandum is normally prepared within 2 months' time because it is taking longer time for the large project after the site inspection. And based on that decision, it is taken whether the project will be accepted or not. If the project is accepted, then issue of the sanction letter stage comes. Once the sanction letter stage comes, then if the project is accepted, financial letter of sanction is issued to the borrower, and this communicates to the borrower that assistance sanctioned and the terms and conditions, contemplating the terms and conditions relating to the loan which is proposed to avail. Once sanction letter is sent, now the sanction letter is in the borrower's hand. Now what borrower company or project company has to do? The acceptance of the terms and conditions of the by the borrowing unit. That means the company, borrowing company, has to again go through the sanction letters and verify whatever they have presented, whether it is in toto accepted by the lending company, or is there any change, any additional terms and conditions given by the lender or not, that they have to verify. So the acceptance of the terms and conditions by the borrowing unit consists of, on receiving the letter of sanction from the financial institution, the borrowing unit convenes its broad meeting. They call meeting, no, because there are various stakeholders within the company. Various stakeholders, that means various departments who are involved in the project. So they have to call a borrowing unit, they have to convene a board meeting, and at which the terms and conditions which are associated with the letter of sanction are accepted, discussed and accepted if fits to, and an appropriate resolution is passed in the board of directors meeting. Okay, the acceptance of the terms and condition has to be conveyed if they are agreed to it. As per the sanction, if their board is agreed for all the terms and conditions, then it has to be conveyed to the financial institution within a stipulated time period. If not, then they have to go back asking for the modification or further explanation or for understanding purpose the terms and conditions. Now, when it goes back, when the decision of the board is conveyed to the lender that they are accepting the terms and conditions and their sanctions stipulated, then in that case, this next step comes, that is execution of the loan agreement. Execution of the loan agreement has to be executed by the borrower with the lending company. So, the financial institution, after receiving the letter of acceptance from the borrower, sends a draft of the agreement to the borrower to be executed by the authorized persons, properly stamped and as per Indian Stamp Act. Then next step is the agreement which is properly executed and stamped along with the other document as required by the financial institution must be returned to it. Once the financial institution also signs the agreement, agreement becomes effective. Okay, so loan is sanctioned, board of directors accepted, documents are executed, that is loan document are executed. Now when documents are executed, and now time has come for creation of security. Because without security, no one will give the loan. So security is a most important aspect, and that security has to be created in favor of the lender by the borrowing unit. The term loan, both rupee as well as the foreign currency, and the deferred payment guarantee, which is assistance provided by the financial institutions, are secured through the first mortgage, because land, building, these are immovable assets of the company, and charge on that assets is to be created by way of creation of the mortgage. Mortgage is nothing but it is a creation of the charge of the immovable property, and that first charge is always required by the lending institution by way of depositing the title deeds of the immovable property and certain movable assets, if at all it is provided, then in that case it has to be hypothecated. Hypothecation is also another way of creating the charge on securities, and that is in respect of movable assets. So on the movable asset, hypothecation charge is created. Immovable assets, mortgage, simple mortgage or first mortgage claim is to be created. As the creation of the mortgage, particularly in case of the land, it tends to be a very time consuming process. The institutions permit interim disbursement. During the process, if it is in process, in between, if you company or if a borrower requires any funds, some kind of financial assistance will be disbursed during that period. The mortgage, however, has to be created within a year from the date of the first disbursement. Otherwise, the borrower has to pay an additional charge of 1% interest. Okay? Now, security is created. Everything is fine up to this. Now, the time has come for the disbursement of the loan. Disbursement means actually giving the loan. But the periodicity of the borrower is required to submit an information on the physical progress of the project. And as and when the project is progressing, the financial requirement will be required. Depending upon that, it will be charted out when, at what point of time, amount is required to be disbursed. So the financial status of the project, then arrangements to be made for the financing the project, contribution made by the promoters, projected funds flow statement, compliance with the various statutory requirements, and the fulfillment of the pre-disbursement conditions are required to be complied with for the purpose of disbursement of the loan. Based on the information which is provided by the borrower, the financial institution will determine how much amount of the term loan to be disbursed, at what point of time, means time to time. Okay? And before the entire term loan is disbursed, the borrower must fully comply with all the terms and conditions of the loan agreement and give them the proper documentation and create the securities. After the loan is disbursed, now company has availed complete loan, whatever is agreed by the lender. Now it is the duty of the lender to monitor, because, or it is duty of the company also, borrower also, to monitor the progress of the project and how this loan portfolio is handled. So monitoring of the project is done at the implementation stage as well as in operational stage also. So during the implementation, the project is monitored through the different aspects. Through one, by submitting the regular report. Second, furnished by the company, which provides the information about the placement of the orders, construction of the building, procurement of the plant and installation of the plant, machinery, its trial run, its trial production. All these aspects are required to be monitored by the company, because they have already availed the loan for these kind of activities. Then periodic site visit plays a very important role. Discussion on the promoters, bankers, suppliers, creditors, and the other connected people of the project has to be discussed very widely regarding the implementation of the project. Then progress report submitted by the nominee director and the audited account of the company has to be taken care of. During this operational stage, the project is monitored with the help of one quarterly report, quarterly project report, then site inspection. Third one is a report on the nomination director. Fourth one is a comparison of the performance with the promise. And the most important aspect of the monitoring of the course is timely recovery of the due represented or represented the interest and the principal payment to the lender. Okay? This is the process what we have heard or what you have understood. Is very, very important, and this is average, approximately. It takes a longer time to do it. So time management is very, very important in respect of the term loan. Now, another type of this one is a term loan, long-term loan. Another aspect is a syndicated loan. What is this syndicated loan means? One borrower, one lender, that is fine. One lender, multiple buyers, no, multiple borrowers, no problem. So when single entity lends, it is considered as a term loan, maybe debt, equity, or whatever it may be, you can call it as. Okay. But whenever more than one lender is associated with the in the lending process, then it is called as syndicated loan. So syndicated loan, also known as syndicated bank facility, and is financing is offered by a group of lenders, which is referred as syndicated. More than two, that is a group of the lenders come together and they provide the loan to the project, then it is called as a syndicated loan, who works together to provide the funds to a single borrower. The borrower can be, it can be a corporation, a large project, or sovereign government, or the loan can involve the fixed amount of funds or credit lines for the combination of the both the two. The syndicated loans, which is arises when a project requires too large loan, very high amount of the loan, for the single lender, it may not be possible. So, when a project needs a specialized lender with its expertise in the specific assets class. So syndicated loan allows the lenders to spread a risk because many people are joining for lending. So risk of non-payment by the borrower is spread across not only with one, but those who are participating in granting the loan. So risk of non-payment is spread across. So it is a part of the financial opportunities for the others also, or those who are joining into the group. Its opportunity is too large for their individual capital base. So interest rate on the type of loan can be fixed, or it may be floating rate also. The interest rates on this type of loan can be fixed or floating, and which is based on benchmark rate such as LIBOR, that is London Interbank Offer Rate, London Interbank Offer Rate, that is in respect of foreign currency loan. Okay, syndication is an arrangement where the several banks participate for a single loan. As I said, the corporate seeking the syndicated loan chooses a lead bank to manage the same, and the lead bank prepares an information memorandum which will be circulated with the other banks and potentially who are interested in participating in the syndication loan. Based on the interest evinced or interest shown by the participating banks, the lead bank works out the sharing arrangement among the different participating banks. While the bilateral loan are preferred by some ticket loans, okay, syndications are becoming the popular for the large ticket loan. For example, IDBI Bank lead managers rupees 6000 crores syndicated loan for Hindalco in 2005. The loan has the tenor of 10 years with reset after 5 years. Reset means what? Reset means resetting interest. 30 banks participated in this loan, where 6,000 crores loan was granted. 30 banks participated in this loan, which was priced at 5 years G-Sec yield, that is government security yield, plus 65 basis point is the rate of interest. How is the loan syndication is different from the consortium finance, which was popular earlier? As I said, it is not only syndicated loan. There is another type of loan, that is consortium loan. Consortium is also similar kind of loan. Okay, but how it is different from others? The consortium financing involves presentation to be given by the company to a group of bankers, and it was more rule-based. There are many stringent rules are there. Further, under the consortium arrangement, participating bank offered other services like letter of credit, working capital, issuance of the guarantee, or maybe interacted regularly with the company for these facilities. In case of syndicated loan, there is a typically a lead bank or underwriter. Lead bank or underwriter, which is known as an arranger in syndicated loan. The agent or maybe lead lender. Okay. The lead bank may put up the proportionally a bigger share of the loan, or it may perform the duties such as dispersing the cash flow among the other syndicated members and administrative tasks. The main goal of the syndicated lending is to spread the risk among the participating banks or participating lenders. Okay, and it's with the permission of the funds and the hedge funds. Okay, then because the syndicated loans tend to be a much larger than the standard bank loans, and the risk even for the one borrower defaulting could be crippling a single lender also. That is why it requires the group of the lenders to come together. Syndicated loans are also used in leveraged buyout of the community to the fund, which are large corporate takeovers and the primary debt functions. Syndicated loans can be made on the best effort basis, which means that if and enough investors can't found the amount of the borrower, the amount the borrower receives is lower than the originally anticipated. Okay, these loans can be split into dual tranches, okay, the two types, dual tranches for the banks that fund standard revolving credit lines and the institutional investors and the funds fix the rate term loans. These are the two types whenever there is no other lender is joining under the loan arrangement. Like the loan syndication, consortium finance also occurs for the transactions that might not take a better place. Okay, it may not take a better place with a single lender. Several bank agrees to join and supervise the single borrower with a common appraisal, common documentation, and follow and the own equal shares in the transactions. Unlike in the loan syndication, there is not one lead bank that manages the financing projects of all the banks, which plays equal role in managing the project. Consortiums are not built to handle the international transactions such as a syndication loan. Instead, the consortium may arise because the size of the project at the hands of the simply too large, or it is too risky for the single lender to resume. While loan syndication typically works across the border and may handle the financing in different currencies, consortium typically occurs within the boundaries of the given nation. Sometimes the participating banks from the no consortium bank that functions by leveraging their assets from each institution and disbands after the project is completed. By allowing all the members to pool their assets, consortium allows the smaller banks to tackle the larger project. Because for the smaller banks, it is very difficult to finance to the large project. So they have to come together, they form the association group, and they have to undertake jointly the lending aspect to the bigger projects. Thank you very much.